If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
And I'm Party Fontaine.
Okay. Hey. Well, first of all, thank you for coming and sitting on the actual couch, because we did Lip Service Live with you in Philly,
yes,
which we appreciate you for. We were just reminiscing. He learned how to use a tampon.
I knew how to use it. Y'all just made me demonstrate.
How did you learn how to use a tampon?
I don't know. I just knew.
It's really good for stopping up blood anywhere. Like if you have a cut or something.
Or nosebleed.
Yeah,
nosebleed, obviously, because that's a hole.
I've never used it, but I just figured it out intuitively. Yeah.
Have you ever pulled a tampon out of someone? Like,
yeah, actually. Yeah.
I know you have.
Random.
I thought it would be funny, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know how sometimes it'd be a period and guys don't care?
Yeah.
And then they start, and then that's never happened to you?
Yeah,
I mean, that's clearly why you pull out
the
tampon.
When you don't care, you in love. Like, nah, I just knew it was like, man, this is day 5.5. Like, stop playing. Yeah.
You spot, girl.
This is day 5.
You're right.
Jasmine looked at me so crazy.
There's
like
a snake in my boots.
Because sometimes you'll try to do it a little bit, and then it feels like the tampon's going further up, and you're like, am I going to lose the string?
Oh, my God. That's terrible. You ever lost a tampon inside of you?
So I thought I did once. Okay. I was very drunk, and I was like, I can't. And the next day, I was like, where's the tampon? I didn't remember taking it out. I actually went to the doctor. Because I was concerned, and the doctor was like, there's nothing here. I must have taken it out, but forgot.
And didn't know.
What about you, Jasmine?
They do an ultrasound.
No, they do.
That ever happened to you, Jasmine?
Yeah, I was drunk in Miami, and I didn't realize I had a tampon in, so I put another one in, right? And so took that one out. And then like a few days later, I sat down and it was like something like, I was like, what is this?
Oh, you know, you had a miscarriage.
I was like, what is going on? Yeah. So I guess I had to put an extra one up there. I didn't know.
So it happened to me back when I was dancing. Because you know, when we dance on our periods, we cut the string.
Oh.
And it was like last day and I forgot. And
why
then,
can't you just stick?
You can stick it out.
It's just,
but it's
be safer
it
to
slide
to,
back. Yeah. It's just safer to cut it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Last dance.
It's just safer to cut it. No. So it wasn't. It was a couple days went by. Like the same, and I'm like, there's something happening. And then I birthed a tampon.
You want to hear something? So there was a woman who's on the show. I'm not going to say her name, but if you ever look it up, you can find it. But she actually had a tampon in her for months and forgot. Her partner at the time told her that something she was wrong. Had a stench.
Oh, we talked about this. Okay.
And she was like, you need to go to the doctor. And it turned out she had like a tampon in her for like 2 months.
Oh.
That was one hell of a stench. That was a whole dead body.
Oh, my God. What if listen, y'all, what if mine stayed up there and I didn't know?
No, you would have known.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that lady was up there.
That had to be up there.
You know what I'm saying?
She said, unfortunately, like her, guy she was dating, she had a kid with him. He was like kind enough to tell her like
that something was wrong.
Stink. You need to go to the doctor.
Something's wrong.
And so, and truthfully, like, I mean, you know, people talk about stuff like that all the time, but if there's a stench, there's something wrong.
You know what's funny? Me and Angela, you and I had a conversation. I was like, yo, if I ever smell, friend, you got to tell me. Yeah, don't let me walk around crazy.
Yeah.
And somebody probably, I'm glad her man did, but you know, you want to tell your friend if you, you know?
Have you ever had to say that to somebody? Like, you got a little...
Mm-mm.
Would you?
I haven't.
Would you?
That's a tough conversation.
It depends on who it is. You know what I'm saying?
You never called me again.
You know what I'm saying? That'll happen before. I'm more of that like.
You just won't.
Yeah, damn. It wasn't all the way right that last time.
You could have had some stuff.
Right, you know
what
I'm saying? You give him one more chance after that, but you know.
Wow. Now, I love the fact that he came in here and the first thing Party said to us was, what are we talking about today?
Right.
You know what we're talking about.
What could we possibly
talk
about?
You know what we're here
What y'all want to talk about, he said.
All right, so let's get into a whole lot of things. First of all, so. The EP project, what do you call it?
Yeah, it was Sex Tape, you know what I'm saying? That was the name of the project. But, you know, when you're trying to promote stuff on Instagram, when you use certain words, they kind of like...
Too many.
They try to like shadow ban it, you know what I'm saying? So promoting Sex Tape might not go over well. So we kind of went with just X Tape.
Because we was trying to figure that out.
Yeah,
because I got it as X Tape because we got a little preview.
Yeah.
But then you had wrote Sex Tape on social media.
So it's Sex Tape.
Yeah, it's originally Sex Tape. So
if
you see it X Tape, it's because it's abbreviated for
Right.
Sex
Tape.
Got it.
Because I was thinking about it, the first like few songs feel like about an ex, but then later on, not as much. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know if it was a progression of like just breaking up with somebody.
And the transition of moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how one could think that. You know what I'm saying? I can see that.
You absolutely
we
can.
Gave this to you. We gave you the preview.
We heard the whole thing.
You better sip that drink. We're going to talk about it.
What songs y'all heard? Let me hear this.
We heard the whole thing.
Yeah, which ones?
Well, let's start off with Show Me Love. I love the honesty where...
I like Show Me Love.
Now, in this song, he says that even if his album went cardboard, he still got good dick.
Some good dick.
Yeah.
Who told you?
And my heart is pure. Absolutely.
And his heart is pure. Let's not forget the heart.
Cardboard.
If it go cardboard, I don't care. I know who I am, baby. You know what I'm saying?
And she shouldn't care either.
Who should care?
Whoever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Can we say, like, you know, your girl is here, Jada Kingdom. Is that, like, official? Like, that is my lady, my... Significant other.
Y'all go together?
Real bad.
Tell him real bad.
Real bad. Did you ask her, like, listen, are you my girl? Is it?
Nah, this
or was it just like an understanding?
That's what I did. Like this, you go. You look over. One day you be like, you better not be fucking nobody else.
And then she says, all right. Now that you say it, I feel like.
They hit you with the don't be out here embarrassing me.
Yeah.
And then she got to look at you and say, you better not be fucking nobody else.
Period.
Right?
Look at her face over there.
She said that too. Do you say that back? Like, you better not be fucking nobody else. No? You don't care?
She ain't worried.
Unless we're doing it together. This was the setup. Having you in here is the setup.
It's a great setup.
No, we love it. Go, because they're going to keep doing this.
But you got her in the middle of some shit, though, to be clear. Well, not on purpose, but you had some shit happening that was very public, and then it ends up like trickling down, and then it turns into a whole
speculation.
Absolutely. I don't think that's the sequence of events. I don't think that's how it happened.
Okay.
Break it down.
I think everybody was going on with their lives peacefully. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there was no questions about anything. I think we was just living our life, right? We just went out and everything was great.
Were you hesitant to be like, Instagram, we outside? Because sometimes that's a hard step to take because, you know, everybody's about to be like, woo, what's going on? Woo-hoo. This happening? Yeah.
I mean, it just was, I don't know. It's not something I really thought about. We just living life, you know what I'm saying?
Bobby.
So Fashion Week just kind of happened. Like, oh, shit, I forgot. you can't just go outside.
Be outside.
Yeah.
You can't like just pop out.
Kind of forgot about that. But yeah.
Cats out the bag.
Just living life.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys meet?
I know this ain't on the questionnaire. I know this is not on
the... I don't have to write it down. I can ask you. This is regular conversation questions.
Yo, I know that's not on the questionnaire. The questionnaire.
Yeah, questionnaire. I know that's not on there.
Yeah, it is. How did you guys meet? No,
I have been hitting about some music, actually. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then she kind of like just dubbed it, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. Just, this song, not this song. So I'm like, all right, but we're going to figure out what song this is to get on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm going to be in Miami soon, whatever. You know what I mean? Let's just make something. Hell no. She definitely wasn't hearing that shit.
Okay, that's good.
So I don't know, just through just constant efforts of trying to establish some type of work relationship.
Was that really all that was on your mind too?
Initially, like y'all put that on anything. Look. Yeah. And if I'm honest, the more and more I was hitting her just on music, like she only had like 4 or 5 pictures up. You know what I'm saying? The more she started posting, I'm like, yo,
wait a minute.
What drew you to her about her music initially?
The tone. She had a crazy tone. You know what I'm saying? She had dropped the record. I'm like, and I had 2 records in mind already, like Run Run, and then I had another record that I was working on.
I like Run Run.
And I'm like, yo, it'd be dope to have somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, from this genre of music be on here. So she was the first one that came to mind. Mm-hmm. And I respect her craft, so.
It worked out.
Yeah, it did.
She's not on Run Run Run, though, right?
She declined it, too. But, you know, it's whatever.
Oh, tough crowd.
Right. he likes rejection.
Well, at least his dick is good, right? She's like, yeah, I'm not. But okay,
there was some type of collab that ended up happening.
Clearly, we did collaborate.
And like, even though she won't get on the mic, I just gotta ask you this: were you hesitant, knowing that like all of the very public, the breakup that he was going through? Did you hesitate as far as like wanting to even post anything, just knowing that it was gonna be like?
My business,
bitch. I don't got shit to do with her. Okay, because sometimes it's annoying when you know, even though it ain't got nothing to do with you, you like people are gonna.
At the end of the day, we are in the spotlight. Come with it. Mm-hmm. You tomorrow for me. This is moving on. Like.
All right. In case y'all couldn't hear, what she said, she's just saying at the end of the day, she's in the spotlight. It's what comes with it, and so you know what it is. Now let's get to you, Partisan, because you haven't really spoken about this breakup other than in the song that you put out, which is not on the album, by the way.
Mm-mm.
So you put that out just as a standalone. Was that initially supposed to be on the project?
No, I had no intention on addressing, you know,
the
nothing.
Person. Yeah.
And that's what it feels like.
I know, you know what I'm saying?
It feels very spontaneous.
Moving, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I felt like I just had to clear my name. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like what was
being
put out
there.
Sidebar,
you did it so eloquently.
Thank you.
Very classy.
That's not everybody's take, but
I appreciate that.
Anybody that has listened to it, I think that's like the takeaway from anybody who really sat and listened to where I was trying to go with it and coming from. But it was definitely not my intention. It was just something I felt like I had to do. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't even put it on the tape because I didn't want, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now let me get back to me where I was going.
Back to our regular schedule. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Were you hesitant at all about? Did you have any second thoughts about putting it out?
Yeah, like how long did you record it before you actually was like, I'm gonna let this fly? Because it felt to me, in my head when I heard it, I thought maybe it was something you wrote to vent and maybe never thought you might put out and then changed your mind. I don't know.
I had several thoughts about like, yo, just, you know what I'm saying? But the more and more it sat with me, like, I'm like, yo, I don't like this. I don't like the way, you know what I'm saying, I'm being portrayed. I don't like people not knowing, you know what I'm saying, the whole story, especially something I had. That was fine, you know what I'm saying? It was left alone, everything was cool. Well, I felt like I just had to, especially like the way that it involved my you know, current situation. It was like people attacking her, you know what I mean? I'm like, this has to be cleared up.
Sometimes we don't like when people could talk about you, but when you talk about somebody I care about or make some, that is kind of when people get very like in protective mode.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's address everything. Cause on the Cobra song, she talked about you, you know, in the same bed that she sleeps in, right? So you said it wasn't there. So what did happen?
You cheat?
That's not what happened. Put it like that. That's not what happened at all. What's cheating? No, please.
Because, don't do that.
No, because I really need to go there. I really do.
Did you get your dick sucked by somebody else?
I'm not deflecting it.
Did she catch you getting your dick sucked?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Did you have sex or were you intimate with somebody else while y'all were in a relationship?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So you're saying you didn't cheat?
Absolutely. But this is my thing, right?
Okay.
Is hiding text messages cheating from your partner? Is that cheating?
Well, what are these text messages?
Well, I feel
if
like
it's something that you gotta hide from your partner. Is it cheating?
Right, and that's what I was gonna say. I feel like anything, and I've answered this plenty of times. I feel like anything that you are doing that you would not do in front of your significant other, I feel like that's a form of cheating.
Or anything you don't want her doing.
Right. Whether it's emotionally, physically, intellectually, if it's something that you're not going to do right in front of your partner or something that you wouldn't accept your partner doing from you, then yes, that's cheating. Yeah, that's just my thought.
So did you cheat?
In that regard, I say so. Okay. You know what I mean?
So like, maybe it was inappropriate stuff.
But I will say.
Inappropriate, correct, right?
Okay.
You're inappropriate, correct. But the way that it was painted, that would have me so mad. I'm like, this is the part of the relationship after everything that took place, everything that was like kind of forgiven, everything that we've washed away, especially when nobody asked for this. This is what you want to go with.
But she also didn't say your name. So
why do people say that?
I mean, it's true, though.
Why do people say that?
Because that could be something from like that has nothing. Sometimes, you know, it's music. So you could be writing about something and people think it's about them. And granted, putting that in a song, she knows that people are going to think it's about you. So I get it. But you're saying that never happened.
I'm saying it didn't transpire. Like, yo, you pulled up and such and such.
Something transpired.
Absolutely.
But not that.
Absolutely. And after I thought, this is a done deal. We're not together. You are doing, you know, your thing clearly. And that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Okay. And this is somebody that you said even that you thought about, like, marrying. Were you guys ever engaged?
No. No.
But you had considered it. You bought a ring and everything?
It was selected.
Okay.
Shout out to Greg. Greg. Shout out to Greg,
it
man.
Was selected.
Greg
Una, it was selected.
Greg Una, that's my dog. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
And listen, to be clear, like, because I know that's somebody that you did clearly love. And so we have empathy for that situation because she's
Absolutely.
Been through a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, in her family, you know, having traumatic things happen to her, Absolutely. Right? Very publicly and people attacking her and things yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. So what led to you guys breaking up? Because even listening to the music like Show Me Love, and complaining and all of that, it feels like, you know, it's a rocky relationship because she did have a lot of walls up.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that was all relationships. You know what I'm saying? We mm-hmm. all got things to get through.
Yeah.
And we all just chose to go through those things together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in this for the, you know what I'm saying, the long haul. Like, I understand the person that I love is going to disappoint me. You know what I'm saying? The person that I love is going to hurt me. It's just because we're that close. It just happens that way. You know what I'm saying? Not intentionally, but it just happens. And I, you know, those are things you endure for people you love and the relationships that you want to be in. But I don't know. It was several things. But you know.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Even in the person, you talk about her like lying about sleeping with somebody that she was working with at the time. And everybody was speculating, you know, on that as well. So that really happened.
That what?
That you shook hands with somebody. And
I'm not a liar. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. See, now I want to ask y'all about that. Gigi, why are you smiling like that?
Because I'm waiting to see what you're about to say.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. I know you're coming with it.
All right. So let's just say you're dating somebody and in the past you slept, you know, with somebody else, and he asked you, have you ever lied and been like, no?
Yeah.
I never. Yeah. Now, why?
Just to save face. Like, I don't want no trouble. So let me just, like, omit.
Omit? That's a lie.
Let me just not tell the truth.
Yeah, that is a lie.
But I'm going to tell you, on the flip side of that coin, I've been with someone who was cheating on me and had me befriend this person that they were cheating on me with.
Mm.
And then it when the shit hit the fan, I felt like a dumbass because you got me trying to be friends with this girl knowing, and not only you know, but everybody around us knowing that you fucking this girl behind my back.
Mm.
So Yeah.
Got to be more careful.
What about you, Jasmine? Have you ever lied to somebody you dated, like about somebody you slept with? They asked you and you were like, no.
That's I've never lied, but I haven't volunteered. Like I, you know.
Yeah, omit.
If somebody asked you directly.
No, somebody asked me directly, then yeah, but I would tell them, but I have not told a dude, and he didn't know, like, oh, I did sleep with him before. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And they in there
but he just, never asked, though.
But they in the same room watching the game?
Yeah, that hasn't happened. No, that doesn't happen a lot. I'm not.
So, would that have bothered you if she would have been like, yeah, in the past that did happen, but, you know, that was...
Bro, I'm not here to judge nobody's past. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, it's made you who
so
you are.
So you would rather have been...
No.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, men want to know. Yeah. I understand.
Know how to, you know what I'm saying, address certain situations.
Mm-hmm. How does that affect you in relationships moving forward? Like, you, you know, you're with Jada now. You guys look like y'all are having a good-ass time together.
Mm-hmm.
But how does, like, your past affect you? Because we all know we have, you know, baggage from our past. And you even talk about it in the music, just... things you've been through too, but how does that affect your relationship?
I mean, I think we all get kind of guarded, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We all get kind of like, but me, I'm like, I got severe ADHD, so I kind of forget about whatever happened and I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? So I think that's the gift and the curse. It works for me.
You know what I think is interesting about you? First of all, I've always thought you've been super cool from when the first time I met you. And you're also able to write from a woman's perspective.
I love that.
Yeah. But I also feel like that's like a way of tapping into how women feel. Where do you get that from?
That's a good question. And I've never been asked that. But I am the beneficiary of having just great women around me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to any of my music, even from like the first project, Underrated, I tend to speak highly of women. You know what I mean? Like, because I had so many great examples. Like, my mother was one. My sister Shaquilla was one. You know, ladies at the church that I was raised around, Vicki Jones, Roseanne Richardson, like these are just great examples of women that have been like instrumental in my life that like really kind of just shaped me and made me who I am. So I know a lot of rappers speak of like, oh, this bitch ain't this, this bitch ain't that. And of course there are those people, but in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my experiences have always probably been pretty like, you know, great.
Positive.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you have female homegirls and friends and stuff like that too?
Honestly, I really don't. I don't have too many.
See, it feels like he would, right?
Yeah.
I always fuck up the lines of friendship.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's why, like,
right. He knows that about himself.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I'd be like, when girls be like, oh, he's my friend, I'd be like, nah, he will fuck you. Like, don't, he's not your friend.
I have guy friends that I've been friends with, like, for decades. So I
don't be that, bro. You're too, you come
no,
on,
yeah, I get what you're saying, because that happens.
If you send
we
a text,
do have guy
like,
friends.
Yo, no, send
I
a text.
Cool.
But the minute that, send the text,
the
like, yo, I need you to come
there,
over. He's going to clap your shit.
I promise you, like, Gigi's ex is a friend of mine, and he ain't never, ever even looked at me that way.
Of course, because it's there and you'd be weird to do so. I don't
know, they were friends before me.
Yeah, before, that's how I know her. Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. Copy.
And I have friends that I've known since I was young that it like does not, that have never, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. There
so,
are those
but I think
occasions.
That's important. What about Jada having male friends? Would that bother you, or does she have male friends?
You got male friends?
No, she does.
Bro, like we've understood this.
People
that
won't.
Yes, y'all do dictate where the relationship goes, right?
Women do dictate
where the relationship goes, right? And how far it goes. But as long as y'all are aware that, like, you know what I'm saying? I hate when you, no, he don't see me like that. I hate that.
It's true to a certain extent. With some men, it is true. But I also agree that you have that.
I also agree that you have that set group of men
that the minute that you like, all right, what's up with the what's up, they on their way. They've been waiting for that day.
What would you put a percentage on that?
I would probably say 50-50.
You are optimistic. But it's cool.
Yeah, I would probably say 50-50.
So you've but
I don't think most guys, I mean, because again, we as women, we dictate how the relationship goes. We gonna bro the fuck out of you,
right?
Mm-hmm. So
but
we can't bro
women
you no
that
more.
You can be friends with who you're just not attracted to. Also.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
That happens, but mm-hmm.
but I feel like men will still try mm-hmm. fuck though, even if they like, okay.
No. If the girl requests, kind of sort of,
yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? If the girl
requests, okay.
But like for the most part, like. When I say a friend, it's like somebody I talk to every day, regardless of, like, yo, you getting on the game. Yo, bro, you seen this, da-da-da, I'm seeing you DMs. Like, I don't have no woman that I just do that with on the casual and it's nothing.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got people that y'all just send memes to and shit.
I have a male best friend.
Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have really good, like, people who I grew up with. I'm friends with their wives. I knew them way before they got married. Like,
maybe I'm naive to it. Maybe I'm just in a whole, you know what I'm saying, a whole different...
I don't have a ton of guy friends. I have a few, like, I'm cool, but
you don't have a ton of friends, period, though. You have a small circle.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's important for women to have women friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know how sometimes people will be like, well, I don't fuck with other women. Like, I don't.
That's whack
to
me.
That's a red flag to me.
Yeah.
To not have not one homegirl that you can confide in.
Yeah, that's weird.
Not one homegirl from high school or middle school that you grew up
with.
Nobody
was cool with you.
Yeah, like you just don't have no friends. Like I feel like women that don't have friends, it says a lot about them as their character.
If girls don't like your energy, like it says something about you. You know what I'm saying? None of them like you.
Right, yeah. Because you know I got a ton of girlfriends. I love my girls. Now let me ask you this. Also, and we're going to get into the X tape in a second. But it's hard for me to not ask these questions because the project's called X tape. You know,
sex tape.
I mean, you changed it to X tape. I can't help that.
I mean, I just dropped off the X. Do I gotta drop off the E too? So it just be X
or X tap?
X.
No, that's a whole nother thing.
No, just she got jokes.
All right, but you also said that she could still hit your mom up for anything.
Yeah, because like if you really go through this, like I've always throughout the record, it's been like. Genuine concern, like you know what I'm saying, like she's always been able to talk to my mom, you know what I'm saying, even after it was done, you know what I'm saying, after everything was done, it was like, yo, like after the trial, like my mom reached out, like, you know, like make sure she's good, congratulations, you can go on with healing, this part of your life is, you know, so yeah.
How did your mom feel about the song then?
She didn't really approve of it. She was like I was kind of I think we both kind of just caught off guard of it being like being somebody that I went through like a lot with, you know what I mean, to try to use me for that little excerpt in the song, I felt like it was tough. I felt like I didn't think that would ever come to pass. You know what I'm saying? Like to use me just so to be a talking point in a record, I didn't agree
but
with that.
But she might have really felt like that. Even though it could have been over, right? And then that happened. I don't know how it happened.
Did you reach out after you heard her, heard that record?
You made your decision. Nah, you'll do anything. It don't matter.
Reach out was the response.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did she say anything to you after that or no? It's over?
No.
What do you think would happen if you guys run into each other?
Literally nothing.
Nothing? Not even speak or... Y'all been through a lot. You were there for her during a really difficult time.
Yeah, but I got a lot of new music that's about to drop and all that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Can we talk about the song Polygamy then?
Polygamy, absolutely. I like that song.
You know, being in a relationship now. So is your relationship monogamous? Or is it like a situation where, because you said we could pick girls together. Like, what goes on?
What goes on?
She hiding herself. Yo,
I'm not going to lie. We are
enjoying each other.
We are, you know what I'm saying? We are fun,
y'all having
spirited people. You know what I'm saying? We have fun. And a lot of ways, she likes to paint. We both play the game. We enjoy Fine. All aspects of life. You know
y'all,
what I'm saying?
Y'all soaking up each other's creative energy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
So this is
Enjoy that.
Yeah. You seem like a relationship kind of person.
Yeah.
Yo, I think it doesn't happen for me often, though. You know what I'm saying? I think I prefer it, definitely. But I don't think I genuinely find, you know what I'm saying, somebody to connect with on a consistent level often. But when I do, it be lit.
He said it'd be lit.
It do be lit.
You know, sometimes I think we also don't think about when breakups happen, like how men are affected.
Because usually they're not. They be on to the next.
But that's not true.
Yeah. That's not true.
I think that is an important conversation to have.
You know what it is?
Feel like you guys don't express it. Like,
they don't.
I think for women, we express things right away and very deeply.
Men,
and for men, y'all kind of mask it. Because you feel like it's not acceptable to be like...
And then y'all
grieve.
We grieve immediately. Y'all have a delayed reaction to y'all's grief in a breakup. Normally.
Sometimes.
Normally.
But
y'all wild out first. Like,
we can have...
And then y'all think about it. Like,
we got a reaction to anything and there's always some type of criticism or backlash. You know what I'm saying? For any reaction you have, you too sad, it's man up. You know what I'm saying? You too expressive, it's, oh, he's... sassy, or you know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about that term?
Yo, women have found a way to just disarm men speaking their mind or emotions totally. Like
with one word.
Whenever you correct them or something, oh, you're being sassy. You arguing back with a woman. What you would not want me to use words? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
so
that's...
it's insane.
I don't like that.
It's
like,
insane.
I don't hear sassy a lot.
Oh, no, they do that to try to...
I hear spicy.
I hear sassy. When they have nothing else to resort to, it's like,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, let me attack his man, because that'll piss him off. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like you properly grieved your last... Like, because you were talking about getting how men get over... relationships.
I did a lot. I went through rounds of therapy. I got a psychiatrist. Like I did a lot, you know.
It's good for you to move on until your new situation healed, because the last thing we as women want is for you to come along with your baggage.
Person. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want to heal you. I dated this guy one time
and he went through a really bad breakup, and like I was like, I had to tell him. I was like, "Listen, cuz he clearly was not over it." And I was like, I don't think I could date you right now. I just want you to get over it. Let's just be friends.
Yeah, get your shit together.
I was like, because I could tell that you're not over that. And I don't even want to, like, you know, because sometimes things do be rebound situations.
Yeah.
He ended up, like, having a whole fucked up situation after that with, you know, whatever. But anyway, I just had to do that because I was like, I could tell you're not over this. And because he would really vent to me and talk to me about it a lot. To the point where I was like, okay, like, it's been 3 weeks of me hearing nonstop about how she did you wrong. I don't want to hear it no more. Is that fucked up? But I didn't know
no,
that.
It's not.
But it was early on.
I was about to say, how long was y'all together?
It was early on. So we had just really started talking, and it was a fresh breakup. And so
he needs some more time.
I felt like I was a situation where it was too new for that. So, I feel like you, can we do a shot for
So are y'all friendly? Y'all do a shot, you. Absolutely.
But a sex tape.
Let's do a shot.
You said y'all. You
deserve, yeah, but I've been tape. Consistently down in this costume.
Yeah, that's the second cup, y'all.
Okay.
No, we're gonna do a shot
because we just want just a shot. Just
yeah, because I want to celebrate you finally sitting on this
absolutely
Toro couch.
I'm happy to be here.
No, we're happy to have you here because I know it's not an easy conversation to have, but what I do appreciate is how open you are to discuss anything.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I've been silent for a long time. And I'm just happy that I'm back in the space where I'm comfortable, like, mm-hmm. you know, sharing art, sharing music.
Yeah.
And
because you're so talented.
I like the new EP, too.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, I do like it.
And Sexy Red, is that the only guest appearance on it?
That's all we heard.
You know I love me some Sexy
Giving
Red.
Giving out the spice already. she's dope. On this one, yeah, so far. You know what I mean?
So it might be more.
I'm really. That's what I'm saying. I wonder what version y'all got. Okay. I'm
Some of the song was cut off. Like, I didn't know if it was my. But
I'm actively like, you know what I'm saying, maneuvering editing. This, right? You know what I'm saying. So I didn't know what version y'all got.
All right, hold on. We got a toast to you and this. Where's his shot?
And the sex.
You want the shot?
You need it.
Yeah, we don't need it. Just toasting with y'all.
You wasn't gonna drink it.
No.
Anyway,
so you was gonna pretend you were gonna hold the shot.
I was just gonna toast with y'all. Cheers to the sex tape.
All right, now I want to talk about
I'm
one
dropping
thing.
Dropping on OnlyFans too.
What? Yeah, wait, slow down.
Nah,
back up.
The mixtape is dropping on OnlyFans. Nah,
oh, I was like, well, no, The Dream did that. He did that with his album.
How did it do?
He did an OnlyFans situation.
Okay.
Are you doing a lot of videos for this?
Yeah, I think I got a visual for every song.
Oh, already?
Yeah, I think I do. Like, I had a lot of time to prepare. You know what I'm saying? I know I wasn't active, but I've been working.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
All right, now let me ask you this, Partisan, because a lot of guys have issues with taking accountability. Mm-hmm. What accountability do you take
when
it comes to the relationship not working?
So much. I feel like I can think back to several situations where it was like, I wish I'd have done something differently, or I wish I would have had more understanding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I take that away from all of my situations where I kind of reflect like, damn, I wish I would have done that. Even with my child's mother, like, you know what I'm saying? I wish I was young. I wish I would have known what came with having a child, I wish I would have, you know what I'm saying, been able to be mentally there. You know what I mean? Like, so accountability is not a thing I struggle with.
How did you guys, you and your child's mother, get to a good space? Or are you in a good space?
Depends on the day it is. But, but she's a superstar. You know what I'm saying? She's my daughter's super smart. You know what I'm saying? She's excelling in school.
And she got a good mom then.
A lot of charisma. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of charisma. So shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? I probably don't say it enough, but we maintain it.
Day by day.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you learn in therapy? Like, what are some things that you would say are key things that even, because I always tell people, like, with therapy, it also can teach you some tools and how to react in situations. And so what are some key things that you learned in therapy about yourself?
I'm one of those people that actually blames myself first. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those people that, like, if something happens, I'm the first one to be like, damn, I messed this up. Or they're going to look at me this way, or they're going to think this of me. You know what I mean? Like, so, and I felt like, and I always told them, I'm like, I feel like I'm always on eggshells trying to avoid something that could upset somebody or avoid a confrontation, avoid, like, you know what I mean? Like,
and you always been like that?
I feel like for a while now, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, and he was like, I don't know, something happened to you that made you try to be proactive to all situations. So you already trying to think of how somebody would react if you did this or if you said that, you know what I mean? And it just put me in that space. And he was like, yo, you really can't live your life like that. You really got to do what feels correct to you. And then if there is a mistake made, apologize for it, but you're going to drive yourself crazy trying
placing
to, you know what I'm saying? And trying to figure out how people are going to feel and think about you ahead of time.
That might be a childhood thing.
I don't know. And I've really been trying to channel it and figure out what it is exactly. Yeah.
You got to live for you.
What has me like so, you know, and it was something I really struggled with. So like, and I feel like it really carried on to my adult life. Even with like releasing music lines and songs, like I'm second and third thinking things, but now I've been like through that, I've been able to just be like, yo, express yourself, do what you do, do what feels good. You know, you're not a bad person. If you upset somebody or you do something wrong, say I'm sorry and just, you know, keep it pushing.
Right. That's interesting, because it feels like now you like, I'm just gonna express myself because
look where that, you know what I'm saying, look what being, you know what I'm saying, reserve and waiting for everybody else's, you know, either approval or making sure they're good. Look where it got me, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm sacrificing who I am, you know?
It's an interesting thing, because sometimes I feel like people say things, and if it's not true, I struggle with what should I even bother with responding to and not responding to. Because sometimes I feel like when I respond to things, I make it a bigger situation, and I wish I wouldn't.
You make it a bigger situation, and then they say, oh, look at you, you're pressed, or you're
And then they're like, you know you lying, you responded, you know? And that's,
and all you're doing is trying to clear the air.
They disarm you, bro. They got ways to disarm
you. Sassy. You being sassy.
This internet, bro, is insane.
It's just hard to know what to do, because at the same time, you also want to be like, now, fuck that, I got to at least defend myself at certain situations. But then you're also like, when I do, you know, it's just, it's, you never know what the,
so go by feel, bro.
Whatever you want to do.
Do what you feel like it's right for you. Do what you feel.
If it's wrong later, you'd be like, I probably shouldn't.
Oh, well.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Chips fall how they
make. It's done, it's done.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then listen, we, last week on the episode of Lip Service, we had from Rap Shit, you know, we had Ida and Chameleon on. And Chameleon said, you are the reason she started rapping again. That's why I say your connection with women artists is different.
I'm glad she listened to me. Shout out to, first off, Issa and her co-producer. Her name is Sharita, who does a lot of writing on Rap Shit. They whole cast and they organization that they got over there is just amazing. I'm featured on Rap Shit this year.
Yes, they told us.
And
exclusive.
They said you were writing a song for them.
I did. Yeah. I wound up writing a song for the show. You know what I'm saying? That they bodied. This came out fire. And they performed it well. But while I'm there and I'm on the show, we doing glam and makeup or whatever the case may be, and I see her and they told me how she was a rapper, and I'm listening to the song. I'm like, yo, like, she's pretty dope at this. Yeah. Like, she's doing this really well. Yeah. They're like, nah, she used to rap. So I'm like, yo, what you about to drop? What you about to do? You know what I'm saying? She's like, I kind of pumped the brakes on the rap. And I'm like, Nah, this is not the time to pump the brakes. Like,
you on the show, it's getting a lot of attention. Yeah, everybody know you.
This is what you've been waiting for. Like, mm-hmm. the blessings never come how you want them to come. You know what I'm saying? So you waiting for it to come the way you think it is, you're going to be waiting forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that life raft that you've been looking for is right here.
It's right
like,
here. Yo, take advantage.
Absolutely.
And she did.
And she, yo, go look
at
her
gram. She said it's because of you.
Going up.
That, she credits you for that.
All I did was give her some words. She put it into action. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chameleon.
But like, you never know what push that you know you get that might be the push that really take you over.
I'm happy she listened because she's absolutely killing
I'm
it.
I'm happy
she's
she listened too. She's fire.
She's crushing it. She's been dropping heaters. Going, I've been seeing her everywhere. Before I came here, matter of fact, I seen her on some show. Like, you know what I'm saying? With my mom, just looking like, yo, look at her on TV. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, shout out to her.
Does your mom like Jada?
They just recently,
what kind of question is that?
Because he just put up his mom and I know he's gonna say no.
Nah, first off, if my mom got a problem with you, like, it's really something.
Because it was just the holidays too, by the way.
My mom is like, when I tell you my mom is the sweetest woman I know, like, I'm talking about, like, she might have raised her voice maybe 3 or 4 times. Like, you know what I'm saying? That I can remember. Like, she's like the lady's lady. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's not going to do nothing too loud. She's not going to argue too crazy. I don't even think I ever caught her pooping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's just a lady. Like, she wait till we sleep. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on. Not pooping don't mean you're not a lady.
Like,
I'm just saying, though.
Like, she's that. She's so funny.
Yeah, I love that.
She's discreet.
She has decorum.
Yeah, so if my mom has a problem with you, she's like, all
right. You real fucked up if my mom got a problem with you. How did you know when it was appropriate time to introduce them to each other?
Actually, it just kind of happened. And recently. My mom was just so cool. She's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just,
does your mom follow you? Does she have a social media page too?
Low key, she must. Low key. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's asking me about stuff I have no idea how
my
you
mom
know
be
about.
Like,
she be lurking.
Yeah. Like, yo, I'm like, she like.
I think I follow your mom.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God. First of all, my mom be knowing everything. No, listen, my mom, she was like, your dad, he listens to lip service. I was like, listen,
stop
y'all.
Stop it. Don't listen to lip service.
Yeah, they wow. But I don't. It's whatever. I've been doing this for so long. I'm like, this is how they learn about me.
Yeah.
I don't want my mom listening to this.
My mom does not like rap. She does not.
She doesn't?
Is she listening to X-Tape?
She.
It's called Sex Tape. Hey,
no, he changed it to X-Tape. So we're going to call it X-Tape.
I don't know. I doubt that she will, but.
She's so stuck.
I don't know who sends it to her. Probably my sister. My sister probably sends it to her. Like,
what's her name?
Shaquila. Yeah. So
your mom do not want to know about you having good dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mom, stay away from this. I had a performance in my hometown in Newburgh, right? And it was like, it was packed. I mean, like, we probably had like 10, 15,000 people in the middle of the street.
That's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, people as far as I can see.
It's
and my
crazy
mom
up there too.
Is in the front row watching me perform. And I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers is da da da. You know what I'm saying? She's like,
oh my gosh, not my boy.
Sister Johnson is right there. This nigga is wild. You know what I'm saying? I know she was so upset. But at the same time, she understands. She's proud that I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm able to just support myself. You know what I'm saying? And
what did you think you were going to do before this? Like,
yeah, there was a time. All right, so boom, it's two stories.
So boom.
Yeah, so boom. I love that. So boom. Like, there was a time when I was in college, I was playing ball, full scholarship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, I don't want to play ball no more. I don't want to. Like, I really got a thing for this music. I have been rapping in my dorm room for so long. I've been making music, like, you know what I'm saying, with my teammates. And they're like, nah, you nice. You know what I'm saying? So I had to call home, and I'm like, yo, Ma, like, I think I want to leave school and rap. You know what I'm saying? I had to build up the courage to tell my mom this, who's
just
working.
Just for her to shoot you down.
You know, exactly. And she's like, you are at the age where you have to make your own decisions. And if you feel like this is what you're compelled to do, then, you know, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? So with that, I'm like, pew, you know what I'm saying? I'm out.
Right.
But it didn't happen overnight for me. So it was like 2-3 years where I'm just working like odd jobs. I'm working at the Nike factory. I'm working, I'm doing little stuff. I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Just
all
to try
still
to.
Still writing and rapping.
Right. So she's like, but she sees me at home like, 3 days, 4 days out the week, just staying in my room. She's not seeing me. I'm just in the room. She hearing music coming from under the door. She like, yo, like, what you doing? Like, what's your plan? Like, you just in here with the bippity bop all day.
Bippity bop.
Yeah, that's what she called. Bippity bop all day long.
Bippity bop is hilarious.
What you plan on doing? I'm like, I'm gonna be honest, Ma. Like,
this.
If you believe in God, you have me in church 5 days a week. Like, I don't believe God would put this much passion in my heart for something that wasn't going to be for me. Like, I don't think he would do that to me, Mom. I honestly don't. And she never said nothing about it ever again. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because you just threw God in there.
Yeah, she was like, she never said nothing.
Don't do it.
She was like, you know what? You know what, nigga? You all right. You know what I'm saying? You got this one off. So she let it rock. And I remember when, like, when the first bit of money came through and, like, it paid off. And she was like,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That
bibbity
bop paid
off. Yeah,
that bibbity bop check pulled up.
I don't agree with what you're saying. The Lord going to get to you, but you know what I'm saying?
We'll talk about that later.
At least you're doing for yourself. You know what I mean? So she was proud of that.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are you the first musical artist in your family?
Absolutely not. My dad is still dropping albums to this day.
I know that's
my
right.
Dad is dropping albums.
Would you put him on an album?
Yeah, I'll probably say, I'm going to find one of his records and sample it.
So what kind of artist is he?
He's a quartet gospel singer.
I know that's right.
Oh, that's where you got to sample
all
your daddy.
All of my uncles sing. That's everybody epic. Sing.
Because you do
look,
have a voice.
My cousins sing. Look, everybody.
You have a voice, so that makes sense now.
My brothers sing. Okay. Yeah, like,
so, listen, you got to do like a little family event.
Yeah, you better like do a gospel song or something. Have you done a gospel song yet?
I have not, but you want to know something
funny? You got to do it with the family.
The first song I ever wrote was a gospel song, and I brought it to like the choir director.
What was it
like,
called?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wrote it on paper, man. I was probably like 11 or 12.
Oh, that's so cute.
But what happened when you brought it to the choir director?
She was like,
"You wrote this?"
You know what I'm saying? It didn't never go nowhere, but it was like,
okay,
like, you got ideas. I'm
at least
like,
you stuck
I think
to
we
your
should
roots.
Sing this.
Were you ever in the choir?
Yes.
Did you ever sing? Did you ever sing solos in the choir?
Yo, you want to know something funny? My brother was like, he was like the star of the choir. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You like, wasn't good enough. Got
so
it.
So I was like, I didn't think. I'm like, listen, this nigga's nice. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't even about to step
play
out
myself.
There. Like, you know
you
what I mean?
Try to play.
But listen, one day, I swear, it must have been like a, we go to church. We went to church like 5 days a week. So one day, I don't know where he was at, but he wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
He wasn't there.
Now it's your time to shine.
And we sung one of his songs.
Uh-oh.
Bruh, it got to the break.
You killed it.
Started wilding. Everybody turned like,
yeah. It's giving choir boy.
Bro, we need this video.
Bro, right. I had all somebody this, got all the church joints was on me after that. I'm like,
so would you do a gospel song?
Would I do a gospel song? Absolutely. Yeah. The way that gospel music has evolved now, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like it's really not that different. It's just where the message lies.
Do you still go to church?
I haven't been. I haven't been in a while, and my mom goes every week, and she invites me every week, and I just find a way to avoid it, but I need to go.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Day of the Kingdom. That's that church.
Sorry, the whole week. You're going to church, all right. Kingdom Hall. So, Kingdom
Hall. See, you being here, look, you just gave them ammo, bro. You gave them ammo. You gave them
ammo. She's dramatic. Angela would have did that if she was in the room.
I can't help it. Yeah. I would have did it if she wasn't. She would have
did this too? Oh, man.
Yeah. She probably just did more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how is it for you with her family? Have you met her family yet?
I haven't. And it's sad because we just went to Jamaica, but we was only there
what
for
a time.
We was only there for like a day and a half, but you know what I'm saying? We was in and out. But, you know, we got plans.
When the time is right.
You got plans. It's maybe early for you, mm-hmm. but would you see yourself walking down the aisle? You know what I'm saying?
I've asked myself this a lot. And I have no, the thing I like about a marriage is like, yo, it's you, your wife, and you're making a promise before God and your family and friends. I love that part of it, right? Like, yo, I'm committed to it. The part that I hate is one, the legal system that's behind it.
Right, yeah.
Then two, the fact that people are getting divorced left and right.
Irreconcilable
differences. I'm not happy. Fuck you mean you're not happy? You said till death do us part.
Yeah.
Sicker and you know what I'm saying? Like for better or for worse. What do you mean you're unhappy? Figure it the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that it's that high and the benefits for like, you know what I'm saying, is.
So you don't have to do like a traditional thing.
But you know what? I also feel like when you know, you know. If you decide to do it, you decide to do
it. How old are you?
33.
Yeah. He's got so you're like, still young enough. And also I think people think
I'm not 40.
People
I'm 33.
Think women want to get married.
Sick bitches.
But that's not true either. Like just things are just so different now. You know what I'm saying? And like I feel like if you decide you want to do it, go ahead. If you decide you want to be together forever, you could do that too.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like. Oh, we've been dating for 41 years. I don't like that either. Like, bro, do this.
I like
that.
If you dating, I don't.
You like dating for 41 years?
Maybe they don't like those reasons that you just listed. Maybe they have issues.
I get it, but like, first off, I like going to weddings. First off, so
you
I'm
do?
Like, yeah, I, what? Somebody
what
part, getting what, married?
What's your I'm favorite married. Part?
Everything. Open bar, dancing.
Well, slow down. The commitment. Everybody does not have open bar at their wedding. They do not have a
top
shelf.
You don't got open bar.
Don't invite him if you don't have open bar.
Don't invite parties. So you just like open bar parties.
No. I like the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you're dressing up.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's a thing.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing.
Like,
a wedding is a thing.
It's all.
It's a thing.
It's everything.
It's a thing.
You know what I'm saying? I get to dress up.
The family. The love.
Boom. How you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole
just a thing.
It's the
everything.
Scenery,
somebody
bro.
Invite him to a wedding, please.
Bro, if you got a wedding to go to,
but it's gotta be like top shelf, open bar.
You know what I'm saying? Open bar. I don't care what we do at the reception. You know what I'm saying? We could be
reception is the best part.
I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But
invite
just had a bar,
him.
But,
can
man.
I tell you the best wedding I've ever been to?
Who's
Paul Rosenberg, Eminem's manager?
Okay.
He got married, and when I tell you, first of all, 50 Cent was there, Dr. Dre was there.
Where that nigga? We got paper, nigga.
You sound lit.
Eminem.
It was in
manager.
Michigan.
Lit.
At the Townsend Hotel.
Oh, that sounds basic.
Listen, that was one of the craziest. I was like, okay, this is like the wedding. Chris Lighty was there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. We had a time.
Did you get drunk?
Absolutely. I was staying in that hotel where the wedding is.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, absolutely.
Jesus
and there's
Christ.
Nothing better That's than fine. A wedding where mm-hmm. you get to stay at the hotel
yes.
where the wedding
yes.
is.
You change your shoes, come
you
back
just
down.
Go upstairs.
I've never had that, but that sounds
That's cool. a good time.
That's what you, make sure when you get married, mm-hmm. and you should get married in Jamaica, but make
Ooh,
sure
yeah.
when you get married, you have a wedding in
lots of rum punch.
In the hotel. On
no,
the
we, no, tequila punch, because we like tequila. Tequila punch.
Right yeah.
I like tequila too, but in Jamaica, I drank nothing but the rum.
Of course, rum punch.
You got
yeah.
to.
When in Jamaica?
What
did
you
do
say, this, Ray so. And nephew? Overproof?
I don't know. I said, yo, y'all pick it. Y'all
that makes me drunk too fast.
Yeah.
I said, I got you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So now look. Now this is lip service. So you know we got some lip service questions for you.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit now.
Look, take sip.
She said all shit now, like she don't know what she about to ask.
No, I don't know what I'm about to
ask. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so how did you know you were good at sex?
How did I know I was good at sex?
Because I think all guys think that.
Yes, they do.
You probably
a lot of them be wrong.
Yo, and you're right.
All guys think they're good. And all girls think their pussy is good. Yeah.
That's true too.
I'd be like, how the fuck do you know? Like, how do you?
Because niggas tell us.
I make niggas nut quick. Bitch, I will nut with my hand in 2.5 minutes. Like, it has nothing to do with you.
That's a good timing.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know. I just know my attention to detail. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really like
attention
like,
to detail.
Yeah, I like.
Are you a pleaser?
If she, am I? Like, you know what I'm saying? I like if you get off. That's what turned me on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
so you're a giver more watching than anything.
You know what I'm saying? The stomach up and down type shit. I like seeing all the reactions, the heavy breathing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's. I like to study what you do. You know what I'm saying?
When you said attention to detail.
Okay. Yeah. How often do you masturbate?
I probably got like a problem. I probably need to see more therapy. No, I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it every once a day?
Twice a day?
It depends on the day.
Are you doing the hands on the day? You see him, he's like
depends on the day. Muscle memory.
You really think you have a problem?
Like if I had it over the years, like no, we're astronomical
talking about,
numbers.
We're talking about currently.
Currently, right now, or
like you know,
do you watch?
Not now. It's a little more respectable. Yeah. You ain't got time.
He
you
know said it's saying? More respectable.
I've been real occupied. You know, heavily. But you know what I mean. Like, get crazy.
When you masturbate, is it imagination or do you need to visually see something?
You need to pull up a flick.
I'm a fucking porno connoisseur. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a connoisseur.
What kind of porn do you like?
What's your go-to?
Yeah.
It ranges. I'm not gonna front. It ranges. Like right now, like for whatever reason, I'm into like this retro shit, like shit that was filmed, like filmed
in, wild porn.
Bro, like 70s and 80s. I'm like, yo, these bitches is real
like
freaks.
Full bush.
Like, yeah, like these ladies is real freaks. Go, I dare you go back and look at like some 70s shit. I'm like, yo, they had no inhibitions. Like, in my mind, I'm like, yo, there's no OnlyFans. Like, y'all wanted to do this. Like, y'all going and filming this on your own. Like, this is not the
very
norm
little
for
money.
Y'all. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
So I'm like, yo,
retro
these,
porn.
These is real freaks. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
my
different.
Porn taste changes too.
All
what
the
are
time.
You into right now?
Oh, well, I'm always into lesbian porn.
Okay.
Why do women say that all the time? Y'all really
well,
like
I really like pussy, so.
Shout out to pussy.
That'll do it.
Well, then you like lesbian porn.
But there's times when I like some nasty shit.
I can't watch it, though.
What's
like,
nasty
I can't
shit?
Watch lesbian porn, though.
I like gay
Why?
Porn sometimes.
It's
I like
it's just boring.
It's like boring
bi,
as hell, and it lasts
I like
forever.
Bi orgies.
He said lesbian porn lasts too long.
Forever.
It says too long.
You know, I'm a squirter.
Why? Because
I got to
like,
through to the good just, parts.
Oh, you got to fast forward.
Yeah.
It lasts too long.
He said,
it'd be too much
know,
of a
it's
setup.
It's boring. It's to me.
Because you know why? There's like no penetration unless it's...
I'm fine on, with that, though. And I don't want them to use strap-ons because I don't like
that's
strap-ons.
That's like soft
y'all like the sensuality of like...
Not
that,
y'all,
it?
Gigi.
Well, it varies. You know, I go through my moves where I want to see them scissor. I go through my moves where I want to see them kiss. I go through my moves when I want to see like the stepmom MILF porn. Like,
do you like a plot?
A what?
A plot. Like a storyline...
Sometimes,
like the massage,
sometimes shorty
yoga.
Can't pay her rent is fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm
but
saying?
This is the time you were paying her rent.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
it's
like sometimes
it's
like, look at you, bitch.
It's a lot of people.
First of the month.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I'm in a bind,
right.
Nate. I'm in
a bind, Nate.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm here for that. Sometimes
that
I'm here
hilarious.
For that.
Oh, what about if he can't pay his rent?
That's a turn off.
Imagine. No, it ain't. Imagine, yep. Like, this, you ain't got your rent money, nigga.
I don't want dick for the rent.
For real?
Sahara no. Over here. I cannot.
Yeah.
Sahara.
Yeah. Have you ever been in love enough where you're like, I'll eat your pussy, but we don't have to do anything else besides that?
For my shorty, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? For my girl. But it don't never work out that way.
They
never
yeah,
let it just
no.
Like, y'all never, not, like, no,
you're
you done
that
now.
Not about to just eat my pussy.
Where's
the
dick? Yeah.
I need the dick.
I didn't know it was a thing, but it definitely, they,
yeah.
They don't
like,
let Gigi you just
Clay,
leave.
You never had to get up at 4 a.m. and go to work. Be like, I'm good with that.
That's you? You could? Like, ah, bet.
Not anymore, but now, I mean, but back, yes. Like, waking up early in the morning and being exhausted, I'm okay with that, you know. Are you the type of person who falls asleep right after sex?
Oh, I'm gone.
I hate guys like
Party
that.
Done.
I feel like all guys are like that, too.
Bro.
Most.
I just went to work. Do you understand? I am tired.
It depends on the time of day.
Come here.
Because morning sex is giving you you get up and go, but on that late
go right back to sleep. I think that's the best feeling to have sex and go to sleep.
I like morning sex. What's your favorite?
I like nighttime sex. What's your favorite?
Leo, nighttime sex?
Yeah.
I like morning, like early in the morning. What's your favorite
early,
time of
early in the morning? What's early, early?
Like 3, 4.
3 a.m.? That's late night.
Yeah, that's late night.
That's still late night.
Oh, okay.
Because, I'm passing out, waking up.
Morning is like sunrise.
Not like 6.
Morning breath, 7, 8. 6
is
6, not, 7, 8.
Is that morning
that
sex?
That roll over from the side.
Have you ever not been able to come?
Yeah.
What would the reasons be for that?
Too drunk. Mm-hmm.
To anything.
Too on, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Is it still okay, though? Like, you still enjoy it, even if you don't? Finish.
Me, yeah, I'm cool.
Have you ever had blue balls?
I'm sure, especially in my early in my career.
Early days.
Early in my career.
Early in my career.
Bro, I'm working hard. You come out here working hard. Yeah.
What's your favorite time of day to have sex?
I like the late night. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Like I just got in off whatever.
After the show.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stop.
He really just showed
us. Yeah, stop. We go.
And I like the fact, I know y'all can't see Jada, but she enjoyed that.
She did.
She been there and done that.
Right. She's like, yep.
That just happened.
Have you filmed yourself?
Of course.
She's like,
okay, you laughing too hard.
Over the corner.
Start my own website with this.
I know that's right.
Do you have sex different when you know you're filming yourself?
I don't think so.
Do you think when you turn the flash on that women go crazy?
Yeah, fucking.
You got show camera action.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to be whack on this.
This a whole new
bra
right here. Yo, you going crazy? Yeah.
It's just like something
like
that
just
flash.
In case it leaked. In case
that flash come on and
you
it's like,
perform,
oh,
huh?
Time to get to it.
Are you loud?
Right.
Yeah.
He said, "Who me? Like somebody else?"
Yeah, there's
couch.
No one else here.
Yeah, me and Migos, we two different people
right
now.
Casa Migos.
Yeah. I don't think so. It depends. I talk sometimes.
Is he loud?
Yeah, he ain't loud.
We have a witness.
Niggas a soldier.
You talk. What do you say?
What do I say?
Yeah, like what type of things do you say?
I don't know. It depends on the theme.
Moment.
Depends on the theme of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Uh oh.
Like you know, you're supposed to be on your way to the shoot right now. Look, what you doing? Why are you doing this? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Depends on whatever the theme
What's
is.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so look. So you have this EP, X tape, sex tape, whichever one you're going to call it. I don't know what it is.
Sex
tape, whatever. XX tape.
Hilarious.
So how you feeling about it?
It's crazy because this started as just like, yo, I want to put something out. Mm-hmm. I got to. More music already, you know what I'm saying, prepared, but I want to put something out. Especially wanted people to just get used to hearing me in tones and textures. Like, you know, it's a lot of singing on there, you know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I want people to just hear, you know what I'm saying, hear.
This is,
yeah. And let's get back to it. It just so happens that now it's like, yeah, I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready.
You happy?
I'm definitely excited. It's been so long. It's been so much times of me seeing people like, yo, when you gonna drop again? We want another this. We want another Rodman. We want another Underrated. We want another, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm happy to be able to just.
No time like the present.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the bar is high for you. Do you feel like that?
I think so too. And that's why I feel like I've been kind of like kicking myself like, yo, I need to make this. I need to make this. I need to do this. You know, but I felt like, yo. Bro, you making fire shit. Just let the people enjoy it. And we had a climate where people is, you know, dropping like this. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so like, yo, here, give this to the people, let them enjoy it, and we'll be right back at the top
hold
of the year.
Let the stack.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is there a tour coming too?
Absolutely. I can't wait. That's one of my favorite things is to touch the people and see the people and just enjoy it together. And in more ways than that, like the first time we did Underrated, we did like a sip and paint. Where I just played it for a bunch of people and we sat and you know what I'm saying? Like, so I like to think of just different ways for people to enjoy the music. You know what I'm saying? I want like
that's a good way to connect with the people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You
with
know
the
what
ladies.
Mean? I think my first show will probably be something intimate like that where we just sit. I might not even sit and rap at all. Just we gonna play this shit. Yeah. I'm gonna sit here, y'all tell me what y'all you know what I mean? Like I just I like the fact that people can take music with them and enjoy it however they want to. So
I'll just sip and paint.
I would too. And be like, I listened to his project and I paint this bullshit.
Yeah, look.
Because I can't paint.
Look what we made.
But that's the whole point of sip it. It's a bunch of people who can't paint.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I don't think that people who can paint should do sip and paint.
No, that's
why. That's like people can sing doing karaoke.
Yeah, like,
the fuck out of here. We didn't ask you to show.
Yeah, fuck Fantasia over here. Get out of here.
Is there a song that Jada Kingdom will get on now?
Yeah, yo, you want something crazy? We really got songs together already, and it's, you know what I'm saying, it's coming soon. So we wound up getting in the studio.
Good. I would hope so.
We eventually made it to the studio.
That persistence paid off.
It always does. Mm-hmm. It always does.
Consistency.
We like a persistent man.
Like, I'm going to get this goddamn collab.
They be playing with you, bro. Like, just keep going. You know what I'm saying? They playing with you. Keep going.
Well, listen, I feel like I do like when people who both have shit happening can come together.
Yes.
And I always say that, like, as independent people who are doing their shit that don't need each other, it's great when you can come together and really, like, lean on each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's the perfect situation. And, you know, I know that, like, you've been through a lot of shit, but I'm just glad we had an opportunity for you to be able to talk and clear some things up as well.
I'm happy, too.
Oh, and I cannot not ask you this. All right. Okay. So people had an issue with you talking about the lipo.
Okay.
Why did you feel the need to put that in the song for the person? Because, you know, people were like, all right, you know, because you do need to work out after you get lipo too, right?
Yeah. Well, as a two-time lipo receiver, mm-hmm.
receiver,
yeah, you have to maintain it. Now, the average woman is probably going to work it out. But a woman who has the means to take the shortcut, you're going to take the shortcut. Why not? Why go through all the hard work when you can just lay on the table real quick and then maintain it?
All right.
I mean, that's just speaking from...
But that was one thing that people did have some backlash about. What do you say about that?
I said I spoke my piece.
I said what I said.
I said I spoke my piece.
Period.
Men get lipo too now, by the way.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Men get lipo and go work out.
Mm-hmm.
He said she took her shots, so I'm going to take mine.
No, I don't even think it was a shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it was.
It felt like it.
It felt like a shot. I don't think it was a shot. I didn't.
Do you have any regrets about that? Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have. No.
Everything is in the record.
It's done, it's done.
Everything is in the record. I feel like you just told me you got lipo twice, right?
Yeah.
He's saying be honest.
What?
He's saying be truthful. Like, so that's your main thing, just be truthful.
I just felt like I was painted in a light that I knew wasn't true. And there's a lot of truths, you know. That's all.
And put them out there.
That's it.
So you've never had lipo?
No,
I'm kidding.
Then she gonna throw a joke in there. Because one thing she gonna do.
Yes.
She gonna throw a joke in there. Okay.
All right. Well, Party, listen. We appreciate you for coming through. Like I said,
you've always
been a stand-up person, you know, to us, and I never want to feel like, because I know it's criticism, like, no matter what, you know?
Absolutely.
And so we do have a lot of empathy for Meg Thee Stallion and everything that she's been through, you know, because that's not easy. And I've definitely seen people attacking her and doing all of those things. But I also feel like we do need to make sure we pay attention to the things that you may have gone through. And like you said, you had to go through therapy and do a lot of different things to heal yourself. I know that wasn't an easy situation for you to be in.
All right. I never intended this to align me with people that have been her naysayers or people who have always had a dislike for. Like, I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm not on your side. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? That's not me. I'm not, you know what I mean?
You're not here to rally up the troops.
Yeah, nah. That's not my agenda. It's not my plan. I was simply just talking from me and my experience. Yeah. So I don't like that it's kind of getting banned with some of those, you know, saying those other things. But I just wanted to put my piece out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming through. We do appreciate you for even trusting us to have this conversation.
We have a date, right? 12-12?
12-12 is the date.
Yeah.
12-12-20.
So are we calling it X tape or sex tape? What are we doing?
Angela.
Angela.
12-12.
He said he changed.
Look, sex tape if you're grown, you know what I'm saying? You're under 18. Let me get this X tape. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Flex clean. Flex tape. Bye, Angela. Come on.
All right, lip service.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.